The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 18, texts 56 and 57, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 30th, 2013, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarva karmani api sada kurvana mat yapashraya mat prasadat avapnoti shashvatam padam amyayam. Sarva karman yapi sada kurvano man vyapashrayaha mat prasadadavapnoti shashvatam padamavyayam. Sarva karman yapi sada kurvano man vyapashrayaha mat prasadadavapnoti shashvatam padamavyayam. Sarva, all karmani, activities, api, although, sada, always, kurvana, performing, mat vipashrayaha, under my protection, mat prasadat, by my mercy, avapnoti, one achieves, shashvatam, the eternal, padam, abode, avyayam, imperishable. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Though engaged in all kinds of activities, my pure devotee under my protection reaches the eternal and imperishable abode by my grace. Purport. The word mad yapashvayaha means under the protection of the Supreme Lord. To be free from material contamination, a pure devotee acts under the direction of the Supreme Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. There is no time limitation for a pure devotee. He is always 24 hours a day, 100% engaged in activities under the direction of the Supreme Lord. To a devotee who is thus engaged in Krishna consciousness, the Lord is very, very kind. In spite of all difficulties, he is eventually placed in the transcendental abode, or Krishna Loka. He is guaranteed entrance there. There is no doubt about it. In that supreme abode, there is no change. Everything is eternal, imperishable, and full of knowledge. And now we'll continue with 57. Chaitasa sarva karmani maya sanyasya mat padaha buddhi yogam apashracha much chitta satatang bhava. In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. Purport. When one acts in Krishna consciousness, he does not act as the master of the world. Just like a servant, one should act fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. A servant has no individual independence. He acts only on the order of the master. A servant acting on behalf of the supreme master is unaffected by profit and loss. He simply discharges his duty faithfully in terms of the order of the Lord. Now, one may argue that Arjuna was acting under the personal direction of Krishna, but when Krishna is not present, how should one act? If one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, as well as under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, then the result will be the same. This Sanskrit word, matpadaha, is very important in this verse. It indicates that one has no goal in life save and except acting in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna. And while working in that way, one should think of Krishna only. I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. While acting in such a way, one naturally has to think of Krishna. This is perfect Krishna consciousness. One should, however, know that after doing something whimsically, he should not offer the result to the Supreme Lord. That sort of duty is not in the devotional service of Krishna consciousness. One should act according to the order of Krishna. This is a very important point. That order of Krishna comes through disciplic succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of life. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's perfection of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapata Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschandyadesatarvine. As a young person seeking spiritual enlightenment, I first encountered the Mayavadi writings telling me that I am God. I tried that for a while, but it wasn't very practical to be God. When you're not God, how can you be God? You see? It's not very practical. And then, having been raised as a Christian, I understood that Lord Jesus Christ was a perfectly self-realized soul. And then I wanted to figure out what made him a perfectly self-realized soul, so that I could also become self-realized. So I was studying the Bible and looking, where is the clue? What made Lord Jesus Christ a self-realized soul? So one morning, in my daily study of the Bible, I found it. Eureka. We would say jai, but you know, Karmis say eureka. Christ says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. I said, that's it. You just got to do what God wants you to do. You just have to follow his orders. Do whatever he wants you to do. Forget what you want. Just do what God wants. The only trouble is I didn't know what God wanted me to do. I was waiting for a voice from the sky. Okay, this is your mission. Do this. But it didn't come. What to do? What to do? There's no voice telling me what to do. I couldn't hear God. I was too covered by the modes. But then one day I got the realization, with the help of a very special person, that you can't hear God, but God can hear you. You see, he doesn't have any trouble. Even though I'm covered by the modes, right? Still, he can hear me. So I started petitioning him, "Dear God, please guide me how I can become your perfect servant." You see? And shortly after that, there was a knock on the door. A few days later, a knock on the door. There was one person called His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami who showed up in town in answer to my prayer, actually. Krishna sent him to Austin. And then I understood that by serving the spiritual master's order, you see, that's how you serve the order of the Lord. Because the fact is, we're so covered, we can't hear directly Krishna speaking to us. That's the reality. We cannot, in our conditioned, covered state, we cannot hear directly Krishna speaking to us. But Krishna mercifully manifests in the form of the spiritual master, who's his representative, his pure representative. And then by doing what the spiritual master says, you're doing what Krishna says. Now, one way you know, how's that work? Well, Krishna says you should serve the spiritual master. Tadvidi pranipatena pare prashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanena tatvadarshinaha. Now you just try to learn the truth. You see, by approaching the spiritual master, inquire for him and submissively give service to him under his direction. You see? And in this way, he revealed the truth unto you because he has seen the truth. So, Krishna is ordering us, you serve the spiritual master. You see? So, by serving the spiritual master, you're serving Krishna because that's the order of Krishna. So now, spiritual life is easy. You don't have to guess what God wants anymore. His representative is here to engage you. You see? And just by pleasing the representative, then you're pleasing the Lord. In fact, Krishna takes or accepts his pure devotees as more dear to him than his very self. So by serving those pure devotees, that gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna. You see. By serving those pure devotees, and how much blessed we are that one very, very special pure devotee is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He gave up his personal comforts. He sacrificed everything. Sumati Maharaji said, "Swamiji, I can't give you free passage on this ship. You will die in America." It didn't matter to Srila Prabhupada, you see. Live or die, it doesn't matter. I may die in some foreign country with nobody to do the proper funeral rites for me. It didn't matter to him. Simply, I must carry out the order given to me by my spiritual master. That's how one becomes dear to Krishna. The more you become surrendered to your spiritual master, the more you become very, very, very dear to Krishna. You see? Krishna Priya, you see. You become Krishna Priya, the one who is very, very dear to Krishna. So this art we have to learn. This art we not only learn, we have to master this art of how to be fully dedicated to the order received from my spiritual master. Even if it seems impossible, I can't do that. How Guru Maharaj can tell me to do this? I can't do this. This is too much. Did Prabhupada think that way when he was told to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world? Prabhupada told us how I didn't know how I could carry out this order, but I accepted it as my very life and soul. So if one embraces very tightly within one's heart the order received from the spiritual master, you see, then by the very potency of that order itself, which is non-different from the spiritual master and non-different from even Krishna himself, by the very potency of that order, one gains the power and the strength to carry out that order. So you don't have to be a great transcendentalist. You don't have to be a high IQ or, you know, strong, or you don't need any material qualifications. Absolutely no material qualification is required. Simply one has to be dedicated. Somehow or other, I must please my spiritual master. I must execute his orders. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. So I met Vishnujan Swami and I started experimenting with Krishna consciousness. There was a Lord Chaitanya festival in Dallas. We only had one Rath Yatra in those days. That was in San Francisco. But in Dallas, we had a Lord Chaitanya festival. We had a big, huge deity about as high as the top of the case there, and we carried him down the street with kirtan. It was very enlivening. The police blocked off the street. So I went there, and long-haired hippie with a beard, the whole, you know, typical beads, the whole scene. You know. But I was there singing and dancing, and I thought, this is really a wonderful thing. We were the peace movement, you know, we ended up being peace to the world. Well, this is the real way to do it. This is the real way. These devotees have the way that we can really bring peace to the world. I was really impressed with that Lord Chaitanya festival. This is how we can do it, yeah. This chanting of Hare Krishna can bring peace to the whole world. So that day, in those days, we didn't have japa beads from India. No, hardly anyone had been to India yet. So we'd have to go to some place called the Tandy Leather Company and buy some beads and you'd string your own. So that morning we all hopped in the car, a bunch of us, and we went over to Tandy Leather Company and we came back to the temple. We strung our beads from scratch. And then I chanted my first 16 rounds. I was so fired up. I said to Vishnujan, we used to call him Swami. I said, Swami, I think I'm going to surrender to Krishna. And it was amazing what he told me. Instead of saying, oh, that's great, he challenged me. He said, what I'm afraid of is easy come, easy go. Are you really worth your stuff? I mean, is that just on the lips, or you're really going to do it? I mean, he was challenging me. I had to prove myself. Not that, oh yeah, great. Guess what, everybody? Back to Steve over here is going to surrender. Hurry, bull. No, not like that. He said, what I'm afraid of, in a very serious way, I'm afraid of is easy come, easy go. That was a wonderful challenge he gave me, you see. I had to prove to the Swami that I was really tough enough to do it, you know. So, in this way, I was checking it out. I was thinking, see, at that time, George Harrison had just come out with My Sweet Lord, and it was a number one hit. And I was also a songwriter, singer-songwriter, you know. And I thought, well, I'll do what George is doing. I'll write songs about Krishna, and I'll just shift my, be a Krishna-conscious songwriter. I won't be a devotee in the temple. No, I was thinking like that. But at the same time, I thought, let me live in the temple for a while so I can really learn, you know, how to write better Krishna-conscious songs and go deeper into the philosophy. I'm not coming to surrender. I just want to check it out and see what I can learn. And Vishnujamara said, that's a good attitude. He encouraged me. It's all right. You're welcome. Like that, you know. So I was holding out, you know. I said, I'm going to be a devotee of Krishna, but I'm not going to surrender to the spiritual master. That was my position. And they said, actually they called me Steve Prabhu because one day I did 10 Back to Godhead magazines. I earned the title Prabhu. 10 BTGs got me the title Prabhu. They said, but Steve Prabhu, did you see what it says here in the Bhagavad Gita? Tadvidi pranipatena. If you want to be a devotee of Krishna, you have to be a devotee of the spiritual master. You can't be a devotee of Krishna without being a devotee of the spiritual master. Now, I couldn't argue against it. Was I going to do it? Nope. Mm-mm. But then one day, That wonderful song, you know, those beautiful Govinda prayers we hear every morning all over the world, Jamuna Devi just pouring her heart out so wonderfully with all the London devotees. You know, it's just so wonderful, so sweet. So that album had just been released from Apple Records, George Harrison. And we had gotten a copy of it. And so we were playing it every day. It was the latest sensation in the temple, that album. Wow, the Beatles! The Beatles are into Krishna consciousness. Wow, we are going to take over the world in the next 2 or 3 years. For sure, the Beatles are into Krishna consciousness. So we had that. We were playing every morning. I had my morning service to vacuum the rug in the living temple room. So we were playing that. And album, you know, this the second cut after Govindam is Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka Tranayakar Yunyaguna Gunadvam Praptashakalyana Gunanavasya Vande Guru Shri Charanada Vindam. So I was listening to that, and I was tuning into the mood of those devotees. And I understood they are privy to some feeling, some consciousness, some emotion which is beyond my reach. You know, we thought love was for a girl or something like that, you know, in the material world. But now here's some new type of love. This is love for the spiritual master. This is something extraordinary, something absolutely stupendous. And I was just, as we say, used to say, grooving. I was just grooving, you know, or relishing, as we say in Krishna consciousness. I was relishing that sweet, sweet mood of the devotees of giving their lives, their love to Prabhupada. Totally. And I was just amazed by the feeling, and I could sense the feeling in their heart by the way they were singing. I was so impressed by that. It's just like, it stunned me, actually. I was stunned by that feeling of love that they were expressing for Srila Prabhupada, and then the tears just started coming down the face, and I just thought, wouldn't it be beautiful if I gave my life to Prabhupada? And that was it. Prabhupada came right in and he never left. Come on in, Prabhupada. You now have your place of residence right here. Yes. So then I got that's what it took to convince me that I had to accept the spiritual master, not just Krishna. Because I couldn't experience that feeling, that emotion. You see, that I'll just take Krishna as my Lord and Master, but not the spiritual master. I wasn't able to experience that feeling of love, that blissfulness, that bhav, that emotion of love for Prabhupada. You can call it Prabhupada prema. You see, I couldn't taste it. I was still on the outside of the bottle, licking the outside of the honey bottle thing, and is there any honey out here? Let me keep licking it. What's going on here? Am I getting any sweetness out of the outside of this bottle? But that day, when I heard that Gravastakam prayer, the lid opened up, and there it was. That honey was just sitting right there. And I said, I'm going to lick that honey. I'm going to take Prabhupada as my spiritual master. And I've been licking it ever since. The sweetest honey is to totally give yourself to the spiritual master. Totally give yourself to the spiritual master. That is the sweetest, most inconceivable, ambrosial, nectarian rasa that you could ever experience. So that's what Prabhupada's talking about here. And it's practical. It's real. It's not theoretical only. It is very practical. It is scientific. Just like H2O equals water. It's not just a theory on a piece of paper. You can go to a laboratory, you can do it. You can put two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, and lo and behold, what did you get in your test tube? We did it when I was in high school. I was impressed. Wow, this is cool. I got water in my test tube. You see? So if you will apply these formulas that are given by the supreme chemist of the soul, Srila Prabhupada, you see? If you will apply these chemical formulas given by Prabhupada, how to mix the everything properly together in your consciousness. If you will, don't tamper with it. Don't add or subtract to the formulas. Take the formulas exactly as they are given. They are coming from Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who was personally trained by Srila Prabhupada, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see. They are infallible formulas. Do not doubt these formulas. They are infallible formulas. Rupa Goswami is not just some sannyasi. He's one of the intimate gopis from the spiritual world, Rupa Manjari, who came down here and took the form of a sannyasi to assist Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in inundating this universe with Krishna Prema. And Srila Prabhupada is directly in his line. He is the full-blown manifestation of the mercy of Rupa Goswami and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inundate the entire universe with Krishna Prema. So if we will seriously take advantage of this unlimited mercy flowing from these great, great acharyas, there will be no limit to the ecstasy, to be no limit to the bliss, no limit to the love, the wonderful happiness, unlimited wonderful happiness, which we'll be swimming in ever deeper and deeper and deeper for all of eternity. So now I can ask if there's any questions. If you can write them down, it's better, because this old body is getting rather deaf. And especially with the fans, I may have to, if you ask me verbally, I may have to repeat it 4 or 5 times. But if you can write it down, makes it easier for me. I can still read. I'm not blind yet. Maybe a few more years I'll be blind. I don't know. Any questions? Or if you don't want to write it down, I can have someone tell me in my ear. Any questions? We end at 6:30, correct? Okay. We got 10 minutes to go deeper and deeper and deeper into this ocean of Krishna Prema. And your questions are welcome, because they'll help us to go. I welcome your questions. You see, your questions will actually purify the atmosphere. So please, purify the atmosphere with a wonderful question. Yeah. How to please the spiritual master. That was I remember as a young devotee, that was my question, because we heard, you know, that's how you advance in Krishna consciousness. You have to please the spiritual master. And I was thinking, well, Prabhupada's not even here. How do I know if I'm pleasing him? You know? I was wondering, well, how do you please him anyway? But then I heard the fourth verse of the Gravasanga prayers. Oh, the spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees taking Bhagavad Prasadam. Jai. I can handle that one. You please the spiritual master by taking Prasadam. That's the first step. And don't take anything that's not Prasadam. If you will limit yourself to only taking that, only Krishna Prasad goes in and only Krishna Katha comes out, then you're going to please your spiritual master, you see. The tongue is the focal point. According to Rupa Goswami, Adao, what does he say? Jiva Dho. It begins with the tongue. This whole process, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavedrayam Indriyai Sevon Mukehi Jiva Dho Svayam Eva Spudat Yadaha. The transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited, most beautiful, supreme personality of Godhead Krishna cannot be understood with your blunt, materially contaminated senses. But if you will engage yourself in the devotional service of the Lord, jiva do, beginning with your tongue, in the transcendental name, fame, forms, pastimes, entourage, teachings, dham, paraphernalia, etc., 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 etc. You get the idea. Become fully revealed to you. So all you have to do, it all hinges on your tongue. Do you talk nonsense? Do you eat nonsense? You got to curb it down, you see. Don't eat nonsense and don't talk nonsense. Krishna in and Krishna out. In the mature world, they have a saying in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out. But our saying is Krishna in and Krishna out. Only Krishna comes in and only Krishna comes out. If you regulate your tongue, then every sense will fall into line. I will only vibrate things which are Krishna Katha. Even I remember when he joined the ashram with Vishnu John Swami, there was a rule on the wall, no relative topics allowed. You couldn't talk about anything if it wasn't Krishna Katha. It wasn't allowed. You can't talk, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say it. I mean, we had a strict rule. No relative topics allowed. And eat everything on your plate, even if it's an austerity. Those are two rules on the wall. Don't waste any prasadam, you see. I like that rule, especially when you're young, you know, you can eat a lot. Gotta eat everything. Give me more. But, if you will focus on Krishna, only Krishna in and only Krishna out. Only Krishna prasadam comes in and only Krishna katha comes out. If you'll focus like that, your Guru Maharaj will be very, 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 very pleased with you, and his spiritual master will be very, very pleased with you, and his spiritual master will be very, very pleased with you, all the way up. The whole disciplic session will be noticing. Just see this devotee, Gaurachandra Das Brahmachari. He only takes in Krishna and he only gives out Krishna. And all these acharyas will shower unlimited mercy upon you. So do that. Krishna in, Krishna out. That's it. And then you'll please, so many acharyas will be showering their mercy upon you. Okay? Yes. Why is it so difficult for someone to accept a guru? Actually, it's not difficult, but we're accepting the wrong guru. That's the problem. We're accepting our minds. You see, I'm accepting my mind as the guru. That guru we can easily accept. But then again, the question is, why is it so difficult to accept the bona fide guru? And so again, we're back to the same question. I can really tell you that it's due to bad association. Because anybody who's trained in the proper culture, accepting a guru is natural. It's very, very natural. I mean, everybody does it. You know, they want, just like I switched recently from the PC to the Mac, and I had to take help from Mac gurus. You know, people like Damodar has a Mac, so he was my Mac guru teaching me about the Mac. So, you know, any subject matter, you find somebody who's expert and you take training from them. It's a natural thing. Everyone takes gurus. It's a natural thing. A child naturally accepts his parents as guru. Everybody, you know, is taking gurus. So why is it difficult to accept the bona fide spiritual master and fully surrender to him? Again, we're back to the same question. You want to clarify your question? Can you repeat that, please?
I said, if you take the training, it's all right. But to surrender to somebody is difficult.
You mean to accept them superficially is easy? And to take...
Training, huh? Just like you gave the example of getting a Mac guru or something.
Yeah. To take some training, but to fully surrender is difficult. Yeah. When it comes to the spiritual master, it's not just getting a little information and doing your own thing. It's different. Now I'm fully surrendered unto you. So why is that difficult? Again, we're back to the same question. And it all, the answer again comes back to the culture, the egotistic culture in which we're being raised at the present time. Surrendering to a bona fide spiritual master is as natural as a fish swimming in the water. Because by our very nature, Jivara Sarupa Hai Krishnara Nitya Das, by our very nature we are servants of Krishna. And we are servants of the servants of Krishna by our very nature. That is the natural thing to do. Accepting a guru and fully surrendering to him, that is the natural state. But it is due to bad association that we become diverted from that pure consciousness that we naturally have within our heart. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said, asat-sangachad, a Vaishnava achar. The first step for taking the Krishna consciousness is to give up bad association. So, it's really just bad association. Otherwise, accepting a guru is the most natural thing. It's the most natural thing for anyone to ever do. Accepting a spiritual master. Yes?
Recently, I heard a lecture in which it was described that the false ego is so strong that it's very difficult to give up the fruits of our actions.
Yeah.
So that means if we surrender to somebody, it means we have to give up our fruits.
Give up our
results.
Oh, okay, that sounds
good. So our conditioning is so strong that it's very easy to resist taking a bona fide spiritual master because we're still resisting.
We want to enjoy the fruits. We're forgetting that the fruits are enjoyed. There's only one fruit enjoyer, and that's Krishna. We're forgetting that. Bhaktaram jagatapasam. We're ignoring the reality that actually there's only one person who is the enjoyer, and that's Krishna. Yeah. Anything else? They have the mic is back there.
Earlier you mentioned that Krishna can hear us even if we cannot hear
him. Krishna can hear us, but we, in our conditioned state, we cannot hear him, except through the scripture and through his representative.
Right.
Yeah.
In reference to that, I had one small question. Sometimes we hear devotees, they say, Prabhupada came to me in my dream.
Yeah. That could be it could be genuine, or it could be a concoction also. It could be genuine, or it could be a concoction.
Right. So.
So how do you know? If Prabhupada came to you in a dream and he said to you what's in his books, you know it's bona fide. If it's something different from the books, you know it's a complete concoction. It's a simple thing. The books are the standard. Very simple thing. Just because somebody said Prabhupada said in a dream, I don't take it. What did he say to you in the dream? Is it confirmed in his books? Great, I accept it. It contradicts the books. Forget it. It's a concoction, mental concoction. Anything else? Everyone satisfied now? Ready to fully surrender to Guru and Krishna? Not hold anything back. All the fruits go to Guru and Krishna. From now on, no fruits for me. But if you take that mood, you will receive the ultimate fruit. And that ultimate fruit is Krishna. You will purchase Krishna just as Bali Maharaj purchased Krishna by giving everything. Because Krishna says, now, Bhamana said, now you have purchased me. Now I'm yours. You see. So that day will come. Krishna will say, now you have purchased me. I'm yours now. I belong to you. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.